Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting second. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oiler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vidal. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal strikes out. McFarlane drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vidal out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is called out on strikes. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuller moves to second. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuller scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Alvis moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 1 in the game. Vidal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Sims moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. There goes Kaline trying to get to home. Davalillo throws the ball into Sims, who tags Kaline, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 3-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Oiler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Oiler reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Denny McLean. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sparma now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler misplays the ball. That's an error on Oiler. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fuller moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to third. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Euler strikes out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Wood moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vidal strikes out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vidal. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Wood applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-3 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Stanley moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Luis Tiant now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Bill Freehan now catching. Larry Sherry now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Freehan strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Freehan out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. One out. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.